And a very good morning to you. My name is Nick the Moose Batson. I'm the Commander in Chief at TipTV.co.uk. The date, Friday, 23rd of January. We're here 10 a.m. every day covering markets and sport live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading. As we always say, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. Okay, so let's move on to the next slide. Royal Mail, just been in the doghouse last year. Very interesting. Again, we reiterate this, okay? That basically don't, you know, the textbooks say don't be scared about buying a higher low. And we had that higher low there, just above 400. And again, it's given in terms of the risk reward, stop loss just below the recent lows, okay? And basically, you know, we get a Dow confirmation, basically.
Something else is interesting there, just for the short-term traders, is that you've got the confirmation from the momentum indicators all starting to turn up as well. When you've got the lower high. So you've got the low here, lower high, obviously bear trend, but you go from a bearish trend to neutral. Obviously, the positive trend has kicked in yesterday on that news because we've formed a higher high, something which would have a little bit of concern for me personally is when you break to a new height, you close towards the top of that session.
Okay.
So what seems to have happened here when you look at the candlestick there, the news has come up with gaps open higher.
Yep.
As we can see here nicely on the chart, nice positive sign. What I like on positive news though is the markets grab the news, digest the news,
open on the low, close on the high,
and then keep pushing forward. And what seems happened is they've got the news out, they think it's great, opened the bottles of champagne, then all of the analysts have suddenly read everything and gone to the traders, gone, hang about, lads.
Not quite as good as...
Might not be quite as good. And gone up to that 200 simple moving average, try to touch and start pulling back down. So if I'm not already in that trade, if I'm already in the trade, nice tight stop losses. If I'm not in the trade, I'd wait two or three sessions, make sure this positive momentum continues before I get involved personally.
Okay.